My name is Herb. I am 73 years old. Thanks to my Lord Jesus Christ, and without the intensive and thorough research of Tanya Harder Pierce, I probably wouldn't be here. I am a cancer survivor. My story started at age 58 when, after a biopsy and an ultrasound, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. I lived on the central coast of California and was told that one of the foremost prostate doctors in the country was at Stanford, just 200 miles from me. It took 6 weeks to see him, at which time he confirmed the diagnosis. My PSA was 11.5 at the time. He suggested and did a radical prostatectomy, removing the prostate. All seemed good for 13 years, until after a routine blood test, my local doctor asked, "Is there some reason why your PSA is 135? I said, "Cancer must be back." In April of 06, she scheduled my first PET scan, which showed widespread osseous metastases in my spine, ribs, pelvis, and right femur. I had been having a lot of pain, and now I knew why, and it began to get worse. So she put me on fentanyl pain patches. Many years earlier, my wife and I had decided, from seeing friends suffer from traditional cancer treatments in which they were totally miserable, that we would never go that way if cancer came or returned to either of us. Consequently, I went to an alternative cancer care clinic in Santa Barbara for 3 weeks. It involved and included daily nutritional IVs, radical diet change, many food supplements, shark cartilage, cesium, hyperbaric oxygen chamber, massage, coffee enemas, hyperthermia bed, thymus, and colon therapy. It was very expensive and for the most part wasn't covered by insurance because it was not the traditional treatment, which would have been covered totally if I'd gone to Stanford and received chemo and radiation. By the way, I have never taken any chemo or radiation. That summer, we went to visit my daughter in Colorado. While there, a friend of hers lent me her copy of Outsmart Your Cancer, which I read through while I was there. Then, in October of 06, I had my second PET scan. After all the aforementioned treatments, it was much worse. It showed a progression of metastases and significant increases in the number of lesions and suggests progression of metastases as considerably more likely. On October 18th of 2006, I started on Protocell Formula 23. Within 2 weeks, I noticed less pain, and I discontinued the pain patches. I also felt less lethargic. I was diligent about taking Protocell 5 times every 24 hours. I never missed a dose. I have a cell phone which has 5 alarm times, which helped a lot. But at this point, my PSA was out of control. By the time I made an appointment and went up to Stanford, it had risen to 762. They put me on Casodex for 2 weeks and then a shot of Lupron. They told me that the hormone therapy would reduce my PSA, but would do nothing for my cancer. I had 3 Lupron shots 3 months apart, which eventually lowered my PSA to 0.01. The downside of Lupron is that it takes your libido away and makes sex only a pleasant memory, and it also gives you hot flashes. But if I'd have known about Protocell at the very beginning, I never would have gone through the impotence and incontinence and all that goes along with that, because it was a struggle for years. It's my contention that if I'd have done Protocell early on with 11.5 PSA, I'm almost sure that I'd still have my prostate and I wouldn't have any cancer. In April of 07, 6 months after my last bad scan, and also 6 months using Protocell, I took another PET scan. My daughter in Colorado is a chiropractor, and I had the scan report scheduled to be faxed to her. She got it before I did. She phoned and said, "Dad, put on your dancing shoes." It read marked improvement on the previous pattern of widespread osseous metastatic disease. No new bone lesions are seen, and the previous have nearly resolved. My next test was a bone scan on 2/11/09. It reads, "No definite evidence of osseous metastatic disease is identified. Thank you, Lord." Hopefully, my story will encourage and help others.